whatever.
They're probably about 20% down right now, but they'll last you in that a long time. That means I get to stay in the middle now.
Thank you.
Audio check, 1, 2.
Zero. 1, 2, 3, check, check. 1, 2, 3, this is the English channel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Audio check, 1, 2. Audio check, 1, 2.
1, 2, 3, check, 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 check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is the English channel.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, accompanied by the President of the United Mexican States and the Prime Minister of Canada.
Well, it's an honor, I assume this is on. It's an honor to welcome our two closest neighbors to the White House today, President Lopez Obrador and Prime Minister Trudeau. I want to thank them for joining me on this first North American Leaders Summit since 2016. And our North American vision for the future draws on our shared strengths, as well as three vibrant democracies with dynamic populations and economy wishing to work together. We can meet today, and we can meet all the challenges if we just take the time to speak with one another by working together. And we have to end the pandemic and to take decisive actions to curb the climate crisis. We've had a chance to speak a little earlier today, but we have to drive an inclusive economic recovery and make sure all of our people share in the benefits. To have to manage the challenges of unprecedented migration in our hemisphere and to take on an inequity that continues to deny opportunity to too many people. As leaders, we share an innate understanding that our diversity is an enormous strength, that we are best able to reach our potential when we unleash the full range of our people's talents. So today, it's about what we can do in partnership and mutual respect to strengthen our region and prove democracies can deliver in the second quarter of the 21st century. Including by increasing supply chain resilience and reliance, worker protections, improving cybersecurity, and helping small and medium businesses thrive in the Northern Hemisphere. A final point I'd like to do is related to today's COVID news in America. First, earlier this month, Pfizer announced that its antiviral pill for people infected by COVID-19 that may dramatically reduce hospitalizations and deaths. They made that announcement while it's still under FDA approval. I'm announcing today that we have purchased 10 million treatment courses, with delivery starting late this year and all across 2022. Second, yesterday, we announced nearly 3 million children ages 5 to 11 got their first shot, 10% of all the children in the first day of the program. Incredible progress. Third, boosters, which provide the highest protection yet, especially for seniors. Advisors at the FDA and the CDC are reviewing whether to extend boosters to all adults. If that occurs, we have enough boosters for everyone. And finally, yesterday, we crossed 250 million doses delivered to 10 countries, and on our way to meeting our commitment of 1 billion 200 million doses donated for free, no strings attached, to the rest of the world. I'll continue to take steps necessary to save lives and end this pandemic. And I now will invite Prime Minister Trudeau to say a few words. Thanks, Mr. Prime Minister. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I want to begin by saying that we are all thinking of Canadians back home in British Columbia who are facing terrible devastation from floods. The president and I spoke about it earlier today, and I can reassure people in BC that we are doing everything we can to support and have the support of our neighbors in this, of course. I want to thank you, President Biden, for hosting this NALS, the first since 2016 when I welcomed the then leaders to Ottawa. It is a real pleasure to be gathered here with friends, with you and President Lopez Obrador. We are three countries with extremely strong ties between our people, with our visions and values for the future strongly united. C'est un grand plaisir d'être ici avec vous pour discuter d'une nouvelle voie pour l'avenir que nous allons poursuivre ensemble. Our highest priority is, of course, ending COVID-19. And being focused on economic recovery, strengthened supply chains. We're making sure that our integrated North American economy produces good jobs and supports the middle class in our three countries. This will be underpinned by a world-class trade agreement that protects workers' rights. We're ready to continue working together on the climate crisis. C'est une occasion de célébrer et de réaffirmer notre amitié et notre partenariat. Je suis impatient d'entreprendre des discussions importantes. Thank you very much, Mr. President, for welcoming us here.
I invite President Lopez Obrador to say a few words as well. Mr. President.
Amigas, amigos.
Dear friends,
no cabe duda que
without any doubt, signing and ratifying the Mexico, United States, and Canada treaty has been an assertive decision on behalf of our people and nation. Economic integration, in full respect of our sovereignty, is the best instrument to face the competition stemmed from growth in other regions of the world, especially the productive and commercial expansion of China. We must not forget that while Canada, United States, and Mexico account for 13% of the world market, China domains 14.4%. And this imbalance started out only 30 years ago. In 1990, China's share was 1.7%, and North America's was 16%.
De mantenerse la tendencia
if
de la última década,
the trend seen in the last decade should prevail for the next 30 years, by
China tendría
2051,
el dominio del 42%
China would account for 42%
nosotros,
of the world market,
Unidos,
and
Canadá,
United States, Mexico, and Canada
nos quedaríamos
would
con el 12%,
remain with 12%,
lo cual, además de ser
which
una desproporción
inacceptable would not only be in an unacceptable disproportion in the economic sphere, it would keep the temptation alive to bet on sorting out the disparity with the use of force, which would put us all in danger.
Lo mejor,
this is why
lo más conveniente,
the best, the most convenient thing is to strengthen our economies, to strengthen
en América del Norte,
our
y en todo
trade
el
operations throughout North America and the entire
muchas,
continent, because
otras,
there are several advantages.
Con fuerza
among
de trabajo,
them, we have the workforce,
creativa,
we have young and creative
con
workforce,
con una gran
with technological
de
development
naturales,
and with wealth of natural resources. The distance between our countries allows us to make savings in terms of transportation, and there is sufficient demand within our markets. The per capita consumption of the continent is
$18,000
on an annual basis, whereas
embargo,
it is $4,000 in Asia. Nonetheless, currently, consumers within our region have to wait in line
to
get home appliances
no
or a car because we do not have semiconductors,
comillas,
chips.
O porque aumentó el precio del transporte marítimo.
The maritime
el problema de fondo es que no estamos produciendo lo suficiente.
The deepest issue is that we are not producing enough and we are forced to import merchandise from other countries. It is a paradox that so much money circulates throughout North America and the ports of the Pacific are overwhelmed with merchandise from Asia. And we must add the inflation impact entailed. Why can we not produce in North America what we produce? Well, of course we can. It is a matter of defining a regional economic strategy. And of course, this happens because we need to jointly plan our development and we should also foster a productive investment program throughout North America
de importación.
To replace
deben definirse
the
de manera conjunta objetivos muy precisos y hacer a un lado
specific
mitos
objectives and
y prejuicios.
Leave
por ejemplo,
myths
dejar de rechazar
and
a migrantes
aside. We should
cuando
no
para
longer
crecer
reject immigrants,
because
in order to grow, you need
no se tiene
workforce, the workforce that you do not necessarily have, nor in the U.S.,
no
nor in Canada.
La
why
de mano
not
de obra
study the workforce demand, the labor demand, and open
en fin,
the
tratado comercial
migratory
es un
flow?
Para
valuable instrument to consolidate our productive processes by embracing
interno,
the huge potential
el cual nos
represented by the internal market that will allow us to grow and develop as no other region of the world on behalf of our populations and nations.
Presidente Biden,
President Biden,
ningún mandatario en la historia de
no
Estados Unidos
president in the history of the United States has expressed
un compromiso tan claro e inequívoco para mejorar la situación
and certain commitment
de los
to improve
migrantes.
The situation of the migrants, and thus I wish to express my acknowledgement, and I particularly refer to your proposal to regulate the migratory status of 11 million people who live and work honestly in this great nation.
I
hope that you have the support of Congress and
the
members of both the Democrat and Republican parties. Mexicans will be mindful and we will in turn express ourselves with respect and honesty and we will know how to correspond with gratefulness, with gratitude and friendship. President Biden, Prime Minister Trudeau, I'm sure that we can agree on the fact that we are living in, let's say, interesting times of adversity and challenges. But that's the way it is, and that's how creativity and passion can emerge in order to transform and make history. Thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thanks. We'll just give the press a couple of minutes to leave the room before we get the meeting underway.
Gracias.